Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on our controlled vowels. We'll talk more about that in just a second. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly so we can read your name. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're gonna color first. So what we're talking about are our controlled vowels. Let's review our vowels. Our vowels are A, E, I, O, and U. We're gonna work on I today. Today we have the letter R controlling the I sound. Usually I makes I or the sound of I. But today we're not going to hear the I at all. That's because the R is going to be super bossy and just say no matter what. The I doesn't get to talk. The I, R together will just say So let's look at the top of our paper, and I want you to find something on our paper that makes this word. Ready? D-ert. D-ert. Dirt. She is standing in the dirt. Do you see that person standing in the dirt? Let's color that dirt. What color is dirt? Yes, let's color it brown. Go ahead and find your brown crayon and color that dirt brown. Dirt, when you sound that out, I hear d-ert. I just hear three sounds, but I am here to tell you, this is my job today, boys and girls. I am here to tell you that when you hear inside of the word dirt, it has an I. You just can't hear it because the R is controlling it. That's why it's called an R controlled vowel. I is a vowel and it is being controlled by the R. And there's nothing it can do. Nothing. Sometimes we call it bossy R because it's so bossy to the letter I. Just says, no, you don't get to talk today. I'm going to do all the talking. So when we read the word dirt and we write the word dirt and we spell the word dirt, even though we can hear only three sounds, just three sounds, we're going to know that we need to put our I in there. D, D, R will be I, R, and then we'll have T, T. So even though you can't hear the I, you got to have it. I, R says R. I, R says R. Take 5 more seconds for the dirt that she is standing in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then there's one more pile of dirt. Do you see it? It's behind the tree. Let's color the dirt behind the tree. That's another pile of dirt. D-er. Which two letters make that er sound in dirt? Yes, I, R. But the poor little I, we don't get to hear it. It doesn't get to talk. Nope. Dirt. Dirt. Okay, take about 5 more seconds. You should be finished with both piles of dirt. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, if you look at the tree, you're going to see a circle. Circle. Do you see it? Yes, it's a circle. Circle has our sound. Now let's color inside that circle. It's the hollow part of the tree. Let's color it black. If you can't find your black crayon, just use your pencil. We're saying that that is a hole in the tree, but it's a circle hole. That circle is a hollow tree. So circle has our sound. What two letters are making our sound today? I, R. Circle has an I, R. S-er, I, R. Take 1 more second for that black circle. 1. Please put down your black crayon. Did that come up quick? Put down your black crayon. All right. There are some more circles on our page. Do you see some more circles on our page? Circles? Do you see them there on that person, that girl's pants? Do you see them? They're her polka dots. Let's color all of the circles on her pants purple. Find a purple crayon and let's color her circles purple. Ready? So circle has our IR just like dirt. It says er. Another word that has our IR er sound is bird. Bird. Bird has an IR sound. Okay, take two more seconds for those circles. Two, one. Now let's color her shirt. Shirt. Yes, shirt has that same sound. What sound says er in shirt? What two letters? IR. Let's color her shirt orange. Can you find an orange crayon? Any kind of orange will do. Let's color her shirt orange. So shirt has our IR sound. Er. Shirt. I can only hear the R, but I'm here to tell you if you read it or write it or spell it, it's going to have an I. We just can't hear it because the R is so, so bossy. Ugh, so sad for the letter I. It's just so sad. IR, just in, like in dirt and circle. And now we have shirt. And bird, I said bird. Maybe a bird lives in that circle. Where's all the dirt coming from? That's what I would like to know. Why is it so dirty? Ugh. I don't like dirty. I like to be clean. It's just who I am. I know some people that like to get dirty, but it's not me. Nope. Take three more seconds for her orange shirt. Three, two, one. Now, boys and girls, we don't know this name of this girl. We don't know her name. So we could just say she is a girl. And if you sound out girl, what do you hear? G-earl. I hear it too. What two letters are making that er sound in girl? Yes, I-R. G-earl. It has an I-R. Let's color the girl's hair brown. Do you have a brown crayon somewhere? Let's color her hair brown. She is a girl, and she has an IR in the word girl. G-earl. You can hear Earl. Has an IR. I don't know what that girl is doing in that dirt. She's going to get her cowboy boots are going to get so dirty. I don't know. The girl likes to play in the dirt. She has a dump truck and a tractor, and she has an orange shirt. She's a girl in the dirt, and she might get in trouble if she tracks in the dirt on her mom or dad's or grandma's floor. What do you think? I don't know. I don't like to track in mud, dirt, anything. Okay, take three more seconds for the girl's brown hair. Three, two, and one. All right, let's color the girl's cowboy boots. Let's do green. She's going to be very colorful today. Let's do green. Find a green crayon, any kind will do, and let's color her cowboy boots. They are standing in the dirt. Dirt. They're standing in the dirt. And IR says what? Yes, IR says er. Like in dirt and circle and shirt. My brain stopped for a second there. Dirt, circle, shirt, girl, bird. Okay, take. Oh, three more seconds for the green cowboy boots. Three, two, one. Okay, boys and girls, there is some dirt that we forgot. I want you to look at the dump truck. Do you see the dump truck? I didn't color that dirt in the back of the dump truck. Did you? So color it right now if you forgot. Color the dirt in the back of the dump truck. It's just a fun toy. It's not for real. The girl was playing with it, and maybe she got the dirt from somewhere else and brought it in. I don't know. And take one more second. One. Put down your brown crayon. I'm just kidding. I'll give you two more seconds. Two. One. Let's color the dump truck. Let's color the dump truck red. Red. Not the tires. Leave those alone. But color the dump truck red. Any kind of red will work. It doesn't have to be a real red. But don't color the tires. Just color the dump truck. Because the dump truck has dirt. And dirt has which two letters make the R sound today? I-R. I-R. Just like in girl, the girl is in the dirt. And she has an orange shirt. Take three more seconds for that red dump truck. Three, and two, and one. All right, boys and girls, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of reading and writing and listening. Here we go. If you look at number one and you scoot across the page, you'll see a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name those pictures for you. I want you to circle it if you hear our IR sound. What's our IR sound? If you hear circle it. Now listen, if you hear the sound of R, me saying that sound R, that's not what we're looking for. I don't want it if it says R. I want it to say So pay close attention. Here we go. Number one shows a picture of yarn. Yarn. Does that have our sound? It doesn't, because it wouldn't be yarn. We would call it yearn. And that, my friends, is not right. So leave the yarn alone. How about bird? Bird. Yes, circle the bird. The next picture shows a rose, but there's an arrow pointing to a thorn. Thorn. Do you hear er? Me neither. Otherwise, we would call this a thorn. Ouch, that thorn stuck me. Oh, no. Skip it. Next picture shows, I can't even talk. The next picture shows a shirt. Shirt. Yes, circle the shirt. Our next picture is showing a ketchup bottle, and it will squirt out. Squirt. Squirt. Yes, circle that. And our last picture has shark. Shark. Do you hear it? Would we call it shark or shirk? Yeah, leave it alone because that has the R sound and we're listening for er. So let's check. You should have bird, shirt, and squirt. All right, let's try number two. Let's read it. It says girl, girl. Trace the circle around IR. IR says er. Scoot over. We have We need to write the missing letters for Write I-R, girl. And scoot over, let's write girl. Two letters say I-R, O-L. Check it, you should have G-I-R-L. Good, number three, here we go. Let's read it. Dirt, dirt. Trace the circle around I-R, I-R says Scoot over, we have D. We need to write I-R-T, dirt. Okay, scoot over, let's write the whole word for dirt. D-D-D, what two letters? I-R-T, dirt. Check it, you should have D-I-R-T. All right, let's try number four. That has a picture of a bird. Let's write the word bird. B-B-B. What two letters should we have? I-R, D-D-D. All right, let's check it. You should have the letter B-I-R-D. Let's circle I-R. That's our sound. Okay, scoot over to number five. She has a bowl and a spoon, and she will stir. We're going to write the word stir. Ready? S-T-T. What two letters? I-R. Let's check it. You should have S-T-I-R. Stir. Let's circle I-R because I-R says what? Boys and girls, you did it. We did the whole activity. That's because you rock. I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.